我还是继续跟大家介绍莫造禅啊。莫造禅。
Continue to introduce the method of silent illumination.
去年把无法之法大概讲了一圈啊。
So last year we talked about the method of no method.
讲了一圈就是从不是从南吃到北啊，是从呵呵这边东岸走到西岸，我大概都讲无法之法，讲了一年。
So 法师 was saying, last year she was talking about the method of no method in full circle. It means and from the west coast to from the east coast to west coast.
那现在坐禅仪呢，是在师父圣严法师教莫造禅后面的一篇师父补上去的一篇啊，叫莫禅仪，坐禅仪。
So today our topic is 坐禅仪。The Chan School's correct method for the practice of seated meditation. And actually, this in the text actually is in the Chinese book and Master Sheng Yan teach silent illumination.
那师父把坐禅仪啊，在禅修的时候讲过很多次啊，就代表师父对这篇坐禅仪是很重视的。
Shifu had talked about this article many, many times in doing meditation retreat. So that means that Shifu really emphasized about this article.
那我现在跟大家介绍做禅仪的时候，我有除了参考莫造禅师父在里头讲的，我还有参考师父有一本书圣严法师教净土法门里头讲菩提心的部分。
So for today's topics, and besides referring to Shifu's book of Sheng Yan Fa Shi teach silent illumination, another book is Sheng Yan Fa Shi teach pure land method.
那坐禅仪的写这篇的是一个那个中什么禅持觉禅师，大家会念吗？中者哈。对对对，念一看英文就很清楚哈，看中文的话，那个中文有意思有边读边啊，那你们怎么不会念中诚持觉？为什么会念者哈？没错，是英文看英文就知道叫者啊，中者持觉禅师。听过这位禅师名字的有谁吗？除了坐禅仪这篇，没有听过哈。那我这次就跟大家多介绍。那我这次讲坐禅仪呢，我讲到哪里算到哪里啊。所以我第一讲第二讲，那今年到六月我总共还有两次啊，所以大概三讲啊。那七月到12月的时候忙着搬房子啊，所以可能我就不会参与礼拜天的演讲啊。那先跟大家介绍中则持觉禅师啊。
The author of this article is called 中则持觉 ，Master 中则持觉。And actually, 中则 the second word 则 in Chinese character is not commonly used character, so most likely people don't know how to read it or pronounce it. But with English translation, and actually it's easier to pronounce. So actually, and besides this article, and he hasn't been really seen in many places. And this time, I'm going to cover this topic in 3 lectures, and probably from before June. Because after June, from July to December, I'm going to be really busy helping moving to the new Chan Center just down the block. So I'm going to be quite busy.
中则持觉禅师呢内容呢，我是参考师父在坐禅仪里头的一点啊，还有就是在复旦大学有两位学者冯国栋跟李辉菩萨，他们是复旦大学历史系的，是根据他的生平考据跟大家介绍的啊。
So for this semester 中则really doesn't have too much historic description about him. I refer to Sifu's book. And also there's another two, a scholar, from, University Fudan. And so, and I'm going to talk about, introduce now.
那宗哲他是宋代净土宗跟云门宗的高僧。
So Master 宗哲 is an eminent monk, and for both Pure Land School and 云门 School.
那他的祖籍是湖北啊。
His hometown is Hubei Province.
其实他的作品在民间是很多人都读过的。但而且影响力很大，但为什么到现在哈、啊，我们很少看他的看得到他的作品？那这一点呢，我等会会跟大家分析一下。
So actually, Master 宗哲 at his time, he's very popular. He has a lot of article, has a huge impact to the society. And but why is that? And up until today, and his name become obliterated. And so I'm gonna talk about a little later.
那他连他的生辰啊，什么时候生，什么时候死亡都不大清楚。大家猜到大概是在1053年或者是1054年的时候他出生的，可是什么时候走的时候都不晓得。
So because of that, and we really don't have too much in the his information throughout the history. So most time we were guessing, and so guessing, and he was born in year 1053 or 1054.
那他就是等于是依在法云法秀、法云圆通跟长卢法秀身边，就是大概是29岁的时候出家。那为什么要特别讲法云圆通？就是在坐禅仪后面会提到。这位他的师父的名字。
So, he was disciple of Master 法云 and 法秀. And he, took ordain, at the age of 29. So why we need to mention about his Master 法云? Actually, in the back of this article, and, his Master's name 法云 was mentioned.
那他后来呢他用功的时候他是跟长卢啊，就是他后来人家常叫他长卢持觉禅师，因为他住过长卢这个地方啊的广照应夫这位禅师，他跟他一起修行啊。有一天呢他从楼梯走下来的时候他就开悟了，所以他也得到这位广照应夫禅师的印刻。
Later on, he learned from this master, 长卢广照应夫. A lot of time we call a Chan master, and in the beginning we add where he has been practiced or he spread out his Dharma teaching. So a lot of time, and the people also call, 宗哲禅师, this master 宗哲 with 长卢, because he was there and maybe for a long time or, spread the Dharma teaching.So, one day he was walking down the staircase and he actually, and see his nature. So, and also got certified from his master, 长卢广照应夫。
他29岁出家，大概是32岁到39岁的时候，他就住在长卢寺啊。
So, he took ordain at the age of 29. So, from, age 32 to 39, he lived in this 长卢 monastery.
那他比较特别的地方就是他那时候呢请他母亲也住在寺院里面。
So,
可以尽孝道。
So, one very special thing, it was, why he was staying in the 长卢 monastery. So, he took his mother and, into the monastery.So it will be easier to take care of her and to fulfill filial piety.
而且他更孝顺的，他劝他母亲落法。
And then also, he convinced his mother to cut her hair.
那他请他母亲就是专念阿弥陀佛的圣号，弥陀圣号。
So, he asked his mother and wholeheartedly to recite Amitabha Buddha's name.
他母亲这样七年啊，很认真的念，所以当他母亲要走的时候，没有什么痛苦。
So his mother, it was very diligently recite Amitabha Buddha's name for 7 years. So, and when the time of her passing, and she doesn't have any diseases, and then just went into and just passed away.
宗哲禅师他就说他尽孝道，他已经尽到孝道。
So at that time after his mother passed away, so he said it, and I really fulfill my filial piety and to my mother.
所以你们只要送双亲出家，大概愿意啊？送小孩子愿不愿意？送父母到寺院很高兴啊。
So from this story, and maybe if we can send our parents into the monastery and let them practice, maybe we're really happy for them. But on the same token, on the contrary, and if we want to send our children to the monastery to become a monk and nun, Would you do it?
那我碰到的一位就是那个国古菩萨的老菩萨，他就要国古菩萨出家，他想尽办法让他出家，所以他大学一毕业就请他住在那个光明寺，后来又来这边跟师父学禅修。他是我亲眼看到，而且真的是，后来他自己也出家。
So I actually in my life I actually encountered this person, and Guo Gu Pusa's mother, and she tried all her best and tried all kind of way and let Guo Gu to take ordained to become a monastic. So as soon as Guo Gu graduated from college, and so he took ordained, and first he stayed in Guangming Monastery, and later on he come to.This is a Chan Center and to study under Shifu.
那另外呢，可以看到宗哲禅师啊，他在长芦寺啊做莲花盛会啊，那每天劝大众念千遍万遍啊，那时候大家都很认真念，还感应到普贤菩萨跟普慧两位大菩萨来参加。这个为什么会看到这个有这个记载，是大概在别的本子经上或书上看到，就把它记录起来。从这边可以看得出来，他是念佛的一个禅师哈，是叫禅师，可是他念佛。莲华盛会应该可以算是法华盛会，法华诵法华经的。
So at his age 34, and while he was staying in a monastery Changlu, and there is a lotus sutra ceremony, and so he broadly urged everybody to recite Buddha's name 1,000 times, and 10,000 times, 100,000 times, because everybody so diligently reciting Buddha's name at that time, and Bodhisattva Samantabhadra and Bodhisattva Puhui. And those two great Bodhisattva, it was so in touch, they actually attend the ceremony.
那另外他还有编个水陆仪文啊，还有个戒洗面文等等的书啊，都现在都看不到了。
And he also has this publication of a ritual for waterland ceremony, and then admonition and of washing flower, and these two books already lost in time.
那他在49岁的时候写了一本禅院清规啊，总共有10卷，那做禅仪就是收录在这本书里面。
And he's age 49, he compiled a set of pure rules for Chan monastic discipline, and encountered they are totally in 10 chapters.So this article is a part of this book.
那他为什么要做禅院的清规呢？因为在300年以前，百丈怀海啊，他有写一篇就是百丈清规。可是到宋朝300年以后， 这个青龟根本就已经都看不到了，所以他自己知道，他就是发愿要把所有有关寺院里面的青龟都给他收集起来。
So why is the reason he compiled this book and this pure rules for Chan monastic discipline? Because in 300 years ago, Master Bai Zhang Huaihai, he has a very famous rule and pure rule and for a Chan monastic discipline. So, but in 300 years later, and these rules, and was lost. So he felt this is a really great loss, and he gave a vows he want to try his best and to collect all these rules and then recompile into another book.
大家对他应该蛮熟的，一日不作，一日不食，这个都听过了嘛哈？有没有人没有听过的？没有？有？啊哈？好，好，那我再有人举手就讲啊，就是说，因为印度的出家人是要托钵的，可是这个习惯跟中国的不大一样，因为中国觉得托钵这个事情是很丢脸的，所以呢他们就要自己做，所以自己种菜啊，所以也就是百丈怀海那时候他开始就是禅宗，就是自己要种菜，自己吃的要自己养自己。
So for Master Bai Zhang, majority people are familiar with him, and but still some people and may not know him. And his very famous, well-known saying is, "A day without work is a day without food." The Buddhism in India and those monastic, and they don't usually do farming. They actually go out and to beg alms. So, but for Chinese, it's a different culture. And Chinese feels very shame over begging alms and around. So Chinese start to do own farming in the monastery, and so they will be self efficient. So, and this is actually a start from Master Bai Zhang.
Bai Zhang 禅师啊，他就是从僧团的托钵给他改成中国式的自食吃。自食自立的精神就是从百丈怀海。那他为什么一日不作一日不食？百丈禅师有两个说，他活到64岁跟他活到95岁，可是大部分的人采纳是65岁，可是僧团是采纳95岁的，所以他老的时候呢，他还要他本着这个精神嘛，所以他要还要去做去耕地啊。那他的弟子不忍心嘛，年纪那么大了，就把他的锄头藏起来。他后来找不到他的锄头，他就不能做，他那一天他就不吃饭。
So, Master Bai Zhang is the first person to change this Indian monastic tradition and to become Chinese self-efficient tradition. So, and the way his well-known saying is, a day without work is a day without food. Why is that? Because people not 100% certain about his age. And some people say he live up to 65, but in the monastic, and they say he lived up to 95. And regardless, and when he getting old, and he still do the farming every day. And so, but his disciple think he's still getting too old. He shouldn't be really work that hard. And so they actually hire his farming tools. And then so, and because he didn't work, so that day he will not take any food.
所以他的弟子以后就不敢尝他的东西了啊。为什么我觉得95岁比较可靠啊？ 60 岁好像精神应该还不错啊。所以他大概80几岁 ,90 几岁，所以应该年纪蛮大的。
From that incident, his disciples won't dare to hide his farming tools. And so I think, sounds like when he lived up to 95, it's more suitable. Because at age of 65, he's still relatively strong, so he still can do farming. So 95, its age is up there.
那另外还有一个蛮有名的一个故事，也是跟百丈怀海有关系的，就是野狐禅这个公案的故事。在无门关里头有一个故事，就是讲野狐禅。
Another famous things and we also know about Master 百丈 is there's a very famous koan called Wild Fox Koan, and it was collected in the Gala's Gate, this book.
那这个是有一次怀海他在演讲的时候，就看在听众里头有一个白头发的老人坐在那边啊，听他讲。他讲完的时候，那个老人就问他说，他以前是一个出家人，因为有人问他说，大的修行人落不落因果，他就回答说不落因果，那他的下意识就变成一个狐狸，白色的狐狸哈，所以他今天是有缘知道，因为百丈怀海在讲经嘛，所以他来听了，那就问百丈怀海，他回答错在哪里。
So actually there was one time Master 百丈 was giving a Dharma lecture, and in the audience and there is a white hair old man and was there listening, and after the lecture is over, so this old gentleman and come up to the Master 百丈, so he mentioned it, and I used to be a monastic, so somebody asked me this question. And is an enlightened man subject to the law of karma, the law of a cause and a condition? So he replied, no, they are not subject to that law. So, that's why, and he become a white fox.
那他不了解他为什么回答这样会变成白色的狐狸，还蛮漂亮的。
So, and he's still perplexed why he become a white fox in all these years. So he come up to ask Master 百丈.
他说应该回答不昧因果。不昧跟不落不一样哈。分得出来吗哈，这两个不一样。
So Master 百丈 said the correct answer is no one is free from the law of karma. So are you able to distinguish subject to and no one is free from.
所以连佛在最后一世，在我们娑婆世界，他还受死难，就是他该以前做的嘛，现在结的果他还是要，只不过他大的修行人，他的心里会不会受难过？不会，这个就是不一样。他是虽然身体该要接受的果报他接受，可是他的心里没有影响啊，就说不会，就是莫造的莫哈。
So even Buddha, when he was in Sahawal, and still he encountered 10 calamities, and that was due to his past causes and condition. So for those great practitioner, and they may suffer through those calamity, but their mind is not being suffered. So and that precisely is the silent in the silent illumination.
刚刚提到哈，为什么宗哲禅师他连他生跟死，还有很多他的书到我们现在都看不到，为什么百丈怀海 他到现在他有很多东西大家还看得到，就是因为他有两个很有名的弟子，一个是叫黄伯希谦，一个是维山林佑。
So, the reason we mentioned about before, and we don't even assure about Master Zhong Zhe's birth and death, and why Master Bai Zhang, and until up to today, we still are familiar with his story and his koan, and all because Master Bai Zhang has two great disciples. One is Huang Po, Xi Qian, one is Wei San Lin Yu.
还有连黄破的弟子林济义玄，林济宗就是他开创出来的。你看孙子辈都很有名啊、哦，不止他的直接弟子，还有孙子辈都很有名。
And also 黄破 's he has a very famous disciple called 林济义玄。And so for 百丈 Master 百丈。And not only his disciple, his grand disciple is also famous.
那林济大家知道吗？啊，墨照是朝洞，那林济就是话头。哎。
So, 林济 is very famous, and he's the founder of a 林济 school, a 林济 sect. And so, for silent illumination, the founder is 朝洞, and for 话头 method, the founder is 林济。
那他那另外一个弟子呢，维山林佑呢，他的维养宗，你看看他们两个创的出来，你看他弟子有多优秀。
So for 百丈 and the other disciple 维山林佑 and 维山林佑 and his disciple 养山慧吉 and two of them together are the founder of 维山 school 维山 sect。So, and not only one of his disciples famous, both of his disciples are very famous.
那所以我们现在要让师父的书哈，要到后来人家还可以看得到啊，就是要弟子，要真正的是在用功的，要不然的话呢，就会中断，很可惜。虽然以前你看那个宗哲他写的孝，他不只写这些，写很多，因为时间关系。你看我们真正看到很多都已经看不到了、啊、是从别的地方提到，你要从那边推出来它大概多少，所以很可惜、啊、那也宗哲禅师他是因为看到300年的百丈清规的那个已经大家都没有那样遵守，所以他又开始收集，所以现在我们看到的百丈清规其实就是有人根据宗哲禅师这样再把它重新编回百丈清规的，所以我们现在可以看到的百丈清规其实已经有一些转化了。
So, from this story, and actually, for us, if we want a 师父's book and pass it down for many, many years and many, many generations, and we have to practice hard and to spread the Dharma, so and 师父's teaching and 师父's book, it will last and long, very, very long.In this world. So, and also, for Master Bai Zhang, and he compiled this pure rule for, Chan monastic and discipline. So why he do that? Because during that time, and those, disciplines, those pure rules are already lost. So he feel this urgency, so he need to recompile. He collect all these rules and recompile into this, rule.And so, some people, believe, and now these days, while we saw, this 百丈 pure rule, and actually a lot is not, it's actually deviate from its original one. Actually, a lot of them is really based on Master 宗哲's, pure rule.
那坐禅仪呢是宗哲禅师住长禄寺的时候，就是那时候他接他妈妈到长禄寺住的时候，那段时间写好的。那后来编录在1103年，就是他49岁10年以后呢写的禅院清规里面的第八九十里面的一篇文章。
So actually, today's topic of this article, and actually was Master 宗 Zongzi, and when he stayed in the Changlu Monastery, he compiled this. So actually it's been collected into this pure discipline.
那宗哲禅师呢，他是一个主张禅静双修的大师哈。他出刚刚讲的禅院清规十卷以外呢，他对于净土宗的书他也出了很多，他自己有讲啊，念佛参禅各求宗旨啊，西山随意云月是同。
So Master 宗哲 he is the master in practice in both Chan school and Pure Land school. So and he has this pure discipline and 10 chapters. And in there, and he mentioned the method of recite the Buddha's name and investigate Chan may be different, but the principle of the practice is the same. Just like a mountain and stream may be different, but the cloud and moon can be seen and reflect from them is the same.
那个英文就是一念的就了解哈，中文念的了解吗？要不要解释一下？啊哈，念佛跟参禅是两个不同的法门呐、啊。它的就是你因为法门不一样，不是因为你的聪明智慧怎么样，而是根据每个人的根器不一样哈。它虽然念佛有念佛的宗旨，参禅有参禅的宗旨，那个中文啊，那个念西啊，我最先以为是山谷的谷啊，念西山随意啊，就是溪水啊跟山啊都是不同的东西啊，可是呢他们看的都是云跟山都在上面啊，都看的都一样，就是说虽然他们走的路是不一样，可是追求的或者达到的目的啊都一样，都是要明心见性嘛，都是要解脱嘛，哈，都要成佛，这个是一样的。
So, reciting Buddha's name and then investigating Chan, and they are two different kind of method, and they have a different kind of method of a practice, but their destination is the same. And just like a stream and mountain and the moon and the moon and the cloud is up above in the sky. So whatever reflect on them is the same. So it means a different method and by the same destination. The destination is to see the inside and to see the nature, see the Buddha nature and then alleviate from suffering.
那英文这边的翻呢，就是说云月挂在上面啊，它放的溪里面照出来的那个影子都一样，不管是溪是大溪小溪啊，都是一样的啊。
So the moon and cloud is up in the sky, and so reflect on all different kind of stream, big river and small stream, and without discrimination, and they all the same.
那下面一个就是可谓处处立阳啊，堪系嘛，家家门户透长安。
So the next verse is as long as there is a tree tied up a tire horse on it and then let them rest, all the roads can lead to Chang'an city.
那我自己的解释啊，就是那个绿杨啊，应该是柳杨的那个杨字啊，只要是树啊都可以把马系在上面，所以呢念佛跟参禅都是一个方法，你不要是因为说那棵树不是我想象的树，那个马就不能够去挂在上面啊。家家户户透长安，我的解释是说在长安这个地方呢，家家户户都可以修行，那可是英文呢就有一点点不一样。
So from this verses my understanding is this, as long as there's a willow trees and all over the place, and so they can tie the horse on it, and regardless is small tree and big tree, and so that means reciting the Buddha's name or investigating Chan, and they different method, but regardless, and they are practicing method, so and they all can be practiced, and 长安, and so it means every, the second sentence is all roads can be lead to 长安. My understanding is in Chang'an City, everybody is practicing and either reciting Buddha's name or investigating Chan.
就是不同的根器啊，各得其一啊。 就是修行的法门不一样，可是它的理呀都是一样的。这是我的了解哈，也是跟大家分享。So
regardless of which method, it's based on everybody different karmic's disposition, and so and people into this kind of practice, but the principle is still the same.
那这篇坐禅仪呢，对日本的朝洞宗，它的始祖，它的开创者是道元禅师啊。
So this article actually to a Japanese Chaodong sect and has a huge impact.
那他在1223年到中国来跟天童的如敬禅师得到法以后，他回到日本写了一篇普劝坐禅仪。
So the founder of the Japanese Chaodong sect is Yihi Dojin. So when he came to China in the year of 1223, so he learned from Master Tiantong. So after he seeking Dharma, after he finished, he went back to Japan. He wrote an article, it's called Fukan Zanzaji.
那做那个普劝坐禅仪呢，大部分都是参考。 坐禅仪里头的内容，只要大家有机会对照的话，就可以看出来，他是根据那个，因为他比较晚出生嘛，所以应该是他copy前面的。So
for his article Fukan Zazenji, and actually it's Dojin's early writing. It's a manual that explains how to do sitting meditation. And since he came to China and learn from Master Tiantong Ru Jing. So we think in a lot of time he really copied and found this Zazen Ji and the principle of the Chan.
那坐禅仪的内容是这样，今天大概只讲一二，大概讲两句，大家看得到吗？好像又看不到了，有看到。 不是这个，是这个。我里头跟那外头不一样。要拉过去。对对对对对对。真的看不到，可不可以再放大一点？最前面的那一行，我念的好了，没有关系，看不到就给它放的这个好。 没关系，我念的好了，没关系，那个坐禅仪啊，他说夫啊，丈夫的夫，学般若菩萨，先当起大悲心，发宏誓愿，精修三昧，四度众生。 不为一生独求解脱，今天大概只会讲：夫学般若菩萨，先当起大悲心，发宏誓愿。就讲一二三三句。
This article actually we can barely see it, but we are probably only going to talk about the three phrases in this paragraph. And so all the bodhisattva and want to practice bodhi, and so first of all I have to give arouse into the great compassion mind. And then and give arise the four great vows. And then practice samadhi and vow to deliver all sentient beings and not a
不为一生，不为自己。 独求解脱。
Okay, and not seeking for your own liberation. So we probably, in the whole phrase, we only talk about the three verses in the beginning.
可是要前面的再往前，对对对对，那这坐禅意啊，根据师父的书里面分为四段啊。那我们今天讲的第一段就是坐禅须发心，刚刚里头的是再往里头的有分了四段里面的在最前面的三个句子。再来
Based on 师父 's book, he's outlined and separate this divide this book into four chapters. And so the first one, is the state of the samadhi should be cultivated and via great compassion. And this is actually while we were reading the first paragraph, and that is the first three phrases.
让大家看一下哈，坐禅须发心，善用诸事，这个就有一点像我们的七字做法，他就告诉我们要怎么做。那安乐法门呢，就是碰到魔境的时候要怎么办。第四就是劝我们要赶快，生死不知道什么时候来，那禅定是我们一定要赶快学的。
So these four chapters are the state of the samadhi and should be cultivated via great compassion. The second thing is regulate various things. The third, the Dharma gate of joy and ease. So when we encounter demonic state, and then we will know how to dissolve it and how to resolve. And so the fourth one is practicing meditation is the most important single teaching.
师父在书里面讲啊，是说我们假如说把这段翻译白话文，他说一个禅修者，一个他那个夫啊，就是丈夫的那个夫啊，就是一个大圣的禅修者啊，他希望开发般若的智慧的时候，应当先发起大慈悲心。发广大的誓愿啊，精进的修行三昧，不要单独求个人的解脱，而且要发誓度一切的众生。其中呢，发无上菩提心，精修三昧，誓度众生，是成佛的因行。就是你要成佛，一定要先造这三个的因啊。所以这称为菩萨。
So for the first paragraph, and
不是
for the first paragraph, and from the 师父's book, and it said, practitioner, if they wish to derive Bodhi wisdom, and first of all, and give a rise to great compassion mind, and give a great vow, and to diligently practice samadhi.And not seeking for a personal liberation and vow to deliver all sentient beings. And here, and to give a rise to great Bodhi mind and practice samadhi and vow to deliver sentient beings. And that is the cause to achieve Buddhahood. And therefore, it's called Bodhisattva.
师父特别提到啊，禅法它是一个离苦得乐的一个方法。
And 师父 specially mentioned, Chan method is the method to depart from suffering.
那离苦的一个功能从哪里产生呢？
So depart from suffering, where does the function is generated from?
它就是要开发般若的智慧啊。
That is to develop wisdom, which is a prajna.
那大家对心经里面很熟啊。行深般若波罗蜜时，照见五蕴皆空啊，度一切苦厄。这边就解释很清楚，当要离苦的时候呢，就是要有般若的智慧。
So, and also from the Heart Sutra, we are all familiar with when the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara was crossing in the deep Prajna Paramita, he perceived that all suffering, he perceived five skandhas are empty, therefore transcending all suffering.
那怎么样开发般若的智慧呢？
How to develop in this Prajna?
刚刚已经讲过两次了，就是要发四弘誓愿。跟精进修行成三昧啊，精进三昧。
So we mentioned that
精修三昧。
So we mentioned that before, and the four practice the four great vow, and then diligently to practice samadhi.
我忘了讲一个蛮重要的啊，以前去年一年讲末照禅。我着重的重点是在末照修行的那个方法，那个比较技术性的，说要怎么样怎么样。可是后来发觉，要开悟，要成佛呢，其实假如没有般若智慧，没有菩提心的话，那个修行就是在那边一直打转，是走不到最后成佛跟开悟的。所以其实般若的智慧跟菩提心是变成很重要，只要有那个做基础的话，后面啊，你那个技术性有的话就很快。
So last year when I talk about the practice method of a silent illumination, we may be emphasized on the technique, how to do silent illumination, how to practice a silent illumination step by step, but and the core foundation of how to practice is really based on the wisdom and the body mind. So for use of body mind and the wisdom as the foundation, and so the technique can be applied easily.
那很多人都说禅修无用论，就是因为我们为众生的那个心没有，所以只有那个技术性，怎么样打坐，怎么样让心安定。可事实上呢，你要帮助人的同时呢，其实是帮助到你自己。
So a lot of people may think a Chan practitioner is useless. You only sit there and you don't really do anything. And actually, yes, we help ourselves and to calm our mind and sit. And then later on, you have to help others and to deliver others.
那念佛的菩萨一般来讲，跟禅修的菩萨比起来，念佛的菩萨比较愿意帮助人，比较热忱。那禅修的人呢，像默照的话，会像石头泡冷水一样，冷冰冰的，就是没有那个热忱度。所以开发发大悲心，为什么都要发？为什么都要开发？这个很重要，有那个动词就有那个动力在。
So a lot of time in this comparison, and for people practice recite Buddha's name and then practice investigating Chan, and they kind of different. And for people reciting Buddha's name, they seems more willing to step out and to help others. But on the contrary, for a Chan practitioner, and they more into practice, and they become very calm, and so it's almost like soaking rocks in the cold water, and so they don't really interact and to step out to help people more. And that's why when we say arouse a great compassion, and arouse is a verb, you have to do it, you have to put it into action.
那这也证明如来藏思想啊，你里头一定要有一个菩提心的那个种子在那边，你才可能可以开发嘛，啊， 你才可能可以发嘛。所以这一点呢跟禅宗的一个理论是相应的。
So in order for us and to arouse and the body mind, so in this Tathagatagarbha, we have to have this Bodhi seed and in it. So and that will be the driving force and for us to arouse the great Bodhi mind. So that is the concept is in accordance in the Chan school.
那为什么这边特别在强调要开发那个发字呢？因为像要他这边有讲，你怎么可以开发你的般若智慧呢？就是要发宏誓愿。那我们最清楚的发宏就是很大的那个誓愿，是誓宏誓愿。可是你天天念嘛，哈，好像都没感觉的，对不对？跟你平常好像一点关系都没有，对不对？众生无边誓愿度，那个变成一个口号。可是事实上那个就是我们要行菩萨道的一个很重要的一个目的跟一个原因。
So, how to develop wisdom and the word develop is the emphasized point. So, it got to put into action. So, every day we may recite the four great vows and we are so familiar with and we can, it's almost become like a mantra. So, but that really is the goal and of our practice for body mind.
那四弘四愿有谁不清楚？都清楚吗？那每天可以做到多少？我自己也很惭愧了哈，我现在都躲在我的二楼里头，美其名就说我要赶账啊。其实仔细想想是这样吗？就是有时候我们要常常反思一下自己做的那些事情是真的是这样吗？
So, for the four great vows, we are familiar with, and but how many of them you can actually do each day? And speaking for myself, and each day I'm hiding on the second floor, and I have to take care of a lot of accounting stuff, and that's my excuse. And so we need to reflect, and how many is that really true? And I may not be able to achieve all of them. So is that true? Or it's just excuse.
所以师父在这边他讲，为了成就无上的佛道，须先发愿广度众生，断除烦恼。我们真的为了广度众生，我们还真烦恼呢？还真有断除烦恼吗？
So and that's why 师父 in this book we said and to give a rise to the great compassion mind and we need to deliver sentient beings and cut off all the vexations. Can we really do that?
那为了广度众生，断除烦恼，必须精进佛法。这是师父上面讲的，那我们常常会解读啊。为了要精进修行，所以别的事情我都不能管，因为我要先把我自己修行好了以后，我才有办法来广度众生，才能够断众生。才能够牵引众生。
So, the four great vows and to deliver innumerable sentient beings, to cut off endless vexation, achieve approach limitless approach to Dharma. So, actually, and in order to deliver all sentient beings, in order to cut off all vexation, then we need to study limitless Dharma.So, but now these days, we actually have an upside-down view because I have to diligently and seeking a limitless approach to Dharma. So, I ignore and deliver sentient being. I ignore cut-off vexations.
那所以发大悲心呢，这个发字变成非常的重要。那我们尤其修行或者学佛很久的，有时候要停下来想想看。我们发这个心有没有发到正行上，有没有发对啊？有时候我们会 解释错误，那在做的功夫上呢就会弄错，因为你基础没扎实的话，你出来的东西就是很不扎实的。
So this arouse great compassion. So especially for the long-term practitioner, we have to reflect. And are we in doing the proper action? Are we doing the proper view? And do we have the proper view? So if we don't have that, a proper view as a foundation, so our action, it will not be proper.
那大悲心也就大慈悲心，也就是菩提心，也就是行菩萨道，这三个可以算是等号。我们常常有的是你要去做，有的是应该要做的，有的时候是发那个心啊。好。
So great compassion equal to Bodhi mind equal to Bodhisattva path, and they are all equivalent.And sometimes it's one follow the other one. So, but in this case, great compassion equal to Bodhi mind, equal to Bodhisattva path.
那我们学佛不论是学哪一宗啊，我们刚刚有讲到念佛的跟禅宗啊，不管都一定要发，这个大家都很清楚嘛。三秒。三菩提心啊，就是无上正觉正等的心啊。那无上正等正觉的心，就是我要成佛。
So, regardless recite Buddha's name, regardless investigating Chan, so we all want to give a rise to Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. And what is that? And actually is unexcelled complete enlightenment.Highest correct, complete, and universal knowledge of awareness, perfect wisdom of a Buddha, omniscient. I want to attain Buddhahood.
那我要成佛，就是要先跟佛学嘛，哈。我要学佛，我要成佛。
Before to attain Buddhahood, and we need to learn from what Buddha has taught us.Then we can attain Buddhahood.
就是要学的像佛一样的有智慧啊，有慈悲心啊。
In the simple term is learn from Buddha and to have a wisdom and to have a compassion.
那这当然要看你有没有用功啊，还有看你有没有因缘，还有看你的福德资粮有没有赔得够啊，这些都会告诉我们什么时候才会成佛。
So of course, it based on how diligent you are and your karmic disposition and your virtual merit. And it may take a very long time, but you keep doing it and that's your final destination.
那发菩提心的就是我一讲菩提心的时候，大家就跟大慈悲心大行菩萨道是现在都是等于是画上等号的啦。
So as soon as I mentioned a great compassion, and so we shall have this concept that equal to Bodhi mind, that equal to Bodhisattva path.
那因为发菩提心的目的就是要消融我们自己的自私心、追求心。
So why are we need to arouse great compassion? And that actually is serve the selfish and seeking mind of our own.
那在要消融我们的自我的自私心跟追求心啊，最重要我们常常会听到的两句话就是不为自身求安乐，但愿众生得离苦。
So to serve our selfish and seeking mind, a lot of time we heard these words and are not seeking our own pleasure and then willing to help all sentient beings alleviate suffering.
那句话呢，主要的就是要奉献我们自己。奉献不是牺牲啊，奉献跟牺牲不一样在哪里？奉献是心甘情愿，牺牲是怎么样？有一点不心甘不喜愿，好像没有办法了哈。这中间，所以我们用奉献两个字。
So, and that is to devote ourselves and to help others and to help sentient beings. And devotion is not equivalent to sacrifice. And devotion is you are willing to do it, but sacrifice is somehow you've been forced to do it.
所以呢，这个地方也是在发菩提心的过程中，都是要为众生的，利益众生来利益自己。因为利益众生的同时呢，自己的菩提心、慈悲心其实就会增长。
So benefit all sentient beings and also benefit ourselves. And during the process of benefit sentient beings, and our compassion and our body mind and also it will increase.
那大慈悲心、菩提心其实是跟出离心啊，跟智慧心其实都是结合在一起的。因为只要两边有偏薄的话，你就没有办法做得比较圆融。
Well, body mind and actually is combined and with compassion and renunciation. So they have to be both and functioning together, and then the body mind it will be more complete.
所以菩提心加出离心是我们要成佛的一个目标哈。
So body mind plus renunciation is the goal to attain Buddhahood.
那菩提心一般来讲，我们跟它对等的就是慈悲加智慧，就是菩提心行菩萨道，那个是对众生的，就是慈悲的哈。那智慧这部分呢，是根据烦恼，根据出离的，所以是跟智慧是相应的。
So body mind is a two aspect. It's a compassion and wisdom, compassion to all sentient beings, and use wisdom to help ourselves.
所以慈悲是对外的，对众生的啊。
So compassion is to it's functioning toward outwardly and toward sentient beings.
那出离呢，是智慧的，是跟烦恼要不会连接在一起的。
So renunciation and then connect to wisdom. So it will depart and from suffering, and that is wisdom. Depart from vexation, that is wisdom.
那菩提心在末照里面是属于哪一个？菩提心是末照里面的哪一个？就是慈悲在末照里面是哪一个？是照哈，因为它要对众生的需求要清楚嘛，你假如对众生的需求不清楚，你有什么办法可以帮助人家呢？所以是在末照里面它是照。
So two aspects of a body mind, renunciation and compassion. Compassion and in terms of a silent illumination, actually is illumination. You have to know what sentient beings need, and then you'll be able to help them.If you don't even know their needs, how can you help them?
那我们这边有助念的或者是关怀的嘛，在美国做这方面其实是很不好做的，因为美国的菩萨们都很注重自己的隐私权啊，所以你要去关怀的时候，怎么恰如其分的给予他要的关怀，就变成要照的功夫很好。
And so in here in Chan Center, and we do have this caring service and caring for the deceased or go to hospital on the deathbed and to do chanting and also to care and for the living. So in this society of America, everybody is very private into themselves. How can you do it and properly and not interfere in people's privacy?And so we have to know what we're doing and know what they need. So, and that is illumination.
所以呢，菩提心呢，就是很知道众生还有环境中的需要，在很恰当好处的给予帮忙，那才叫度众生嘛，哈。要不然就是给别人增加烦恼，也给自己增加烦恼。
So, this compassion in body mind.And so we need to help sentient being. And we have to know our audience. And we have to know in the situation. And so then we'd be able to give them proper help and proper needs. Otherwise, then you're going to cause other people's vexation, and then you're going to cause your own vexation.
那刚刚也提的慈悲就是菩提心，菩提心是慈悲，那它的对象不分嘛哈。那大家就会问呢，那我的时间我的能力就这么多，我怎么有办法对那么多的人平等呢？
Compassion is body mind, so help sentient beings. But and some people may ask, I only have this much time. I only have this much talent. And how can I use my limited time and limited talent to help others?
这个就是要靠因缘了。一般来讲，跟你比较接近的，你的家人要先照顾嘛，哈，因为你的能力、时间各方面嘛。那假如你不照顾你家人，要别人来照顾家人，那个就是事情就是本末有点导致。所以看因缘，你环境，你跟你比较亲近的，从那边开始做起。那抱的心态就是要平等的心态，不是因为我请 Mina 来做翻译，他就答应我；那 Anderson 请他做翻译，他就不答应我，就不答应了。就是这样，就有中间跟，因为这个平等就是看那个事情啊，你自己要做判断。所以这跟我们一般的世间智其实也有一些关系啊。
So of course, you want to help others, and you also need a base on. You only have a limited time and limited talent. You have to based on the cause and condition. And it's far from people nearby you, your family member.And to take care of them first, to help them first. So if your family member need to rely on somebody else to help them, this is really upside down. So you have to take care of your family member first, and then extend it to people around you, your friend and other family members. And so, and while you're helping everybody, you have to have the equal mind, and not discriminate. And so, I like this, I'm favorable.This person and not favorable the other person.
就是那个平等的心一直要放在心中，可是呢，你帮助的那个圈子，从你的家人，在你的同事，在你的社会那个圈，这样绕过去，就像现在谁最有钱呢？是 Amazon 的还是 Microsoft 的？他 Microsoft 是哪一边？谁现在最有钱？Amazon 的哈，像他的话，他要帮助人就比较力量比较大的原因，是因为那个钱到底还是蛮有用的嘛哈，所以他就帮助，像他的话，他就可以帮助比较多的人。以前那个来讲，可是以大家也都听过佛讲的一个是穷人家来点灯的故事嘛哈，他是一个乞丐女啊。他只有托钵拿来的一个钱，他就点了那个小油灯，点在上面都不熄。那人家就问那个，因为佛有宿命通嘛，就问他说为什么这盏灯都不会停？他说因为他把他的所有都拿出来了，他没有，他身边有100块，他拿出100块来了。所以跟钱的多少没有关系，跟你的诚心有关系。
So when you help others and it start from your immediate family and then the circle and extend a bigger and indirect family and your friends and and based on what you have now these days and the most rich person I think is the Amazon owner.Jeff Bezos, right? So, because he has a lot of money, money is still useful sometimes. So, because he has a lot of money, he can use his money power to help more people. And how about if for somebody doesn't have a money? And back in the time of Buddha, and there is a female beggar, and she doesn't have anything, and she begged, and she used that to offer a lamp. And to Buddha, And so that lamp on the altar is, doesn't extinguish. And people are wondering why. And so, and Buddha said, uses supernatural power to see that. He said, she doesn't have anything. She offers what she, all she has. So it's really not based on the money. It's based on the sincerity.
所以呢，把自己的小孩子，这个是师父里头讲，把自己小孩子照顾好，那个是你应该做的。但是你有能力照顾更多的小孩子，你可以做，你就在做。我觉得这一点在美国的社会的精神，很多人都养好几个，领养好几个小孩，自己有小孩领养。我觉得那个精神，美国的人民很多这种的精神，我觉得这个就是他们很有菩萨心。那有菩萨心的时候，这个国家是会兴旺的。啊，现在在看相啊，看风水啊，或者在预言，是不是？所以行菩萨道啊，其实是对你自己有利以外，对你的环境其实是有利的，因为给现在的术语叫正能量，对不对啊
？So in 师父 's book and say, to take care of your own children, that is your responsibility. You need to do it. You should do it. You have to do it. But, and you have, a capability to take other people's children. And then, if you can do that and then do that. So, and, in this country, America, there's a lot of people and they actually adopt a lot of children and then take care of them. And so, and that is Bodhi mind. And so, maybe that is one of the reason and, this society is rich and then well off, and because of that, so I'm become kind of a fortune teller now. And so, but actually, practice Bodhisattva path, and you help yourself and you help others. Now these days we may call it positive energy.
所以呢。要很清楚自己的能力跟你的因缘在这里，这个也是造的功夫。你能够做到，你就做；你做不到，你要知道你做不到。那我在这边的义工，不是说不要让你们来做义工，就是说有时候我们的义工会被用烂啊。因为我说 Anderson， 请你帮我这个，请你帮我那个，他都说好，没问题，没问题。可是他有他自己的时间要规划，他有他的时间要照顾。所以安德森要学会什么时候说 yes， 什么时候说 no， 因为呢他很有能力，他很有时间，很好，没有问题啊，他可以从早礼拜六礼拜天都在我们这边做咨客都没有问题，可是他假如影响到他的家人，假如是小倩开始抱怨的时候，他就要开始注意了，因为那个是他的家，所以这个很重要。我们来这边做义工，我们很欢迎你们来，你们来奉献，很喜欢啊！可是呢，你们也要亮明自己的因缘、跟你的能力、跟时间，都要跟捐、跟贡献一样。奉你们这边很多善款也是，也要根据你自己的因缘、能力和有时候你现在没有办法供养那么多，没有关系，你可以，你有脑力、你有资源都可以。所以那个布施的那个。下次会讲啊，今天当然没有，这个布施的这个地方，大家也要根据你自己的因缘，跟你自己的时间，跟你自己的能力，还有这就是你的造的功夫越好的话，你做出来的那个行为是恰到好处。
So be compassionate and that is illumination, and you have to know your capability and then all the cause and condition.And so, to be compassionate. And, for example, here, and we have a lot, volunteer. And some volunteer is very capable, for example, Anderson. And, so I can ask him to do everything and to come here every day and to do many, many, many tasks. So he probably are willing to say yes. But if his family, start to complain and affecting his personal life,And that is not illumination. So you have to know your capability and then based on your course and condition or your time. And so you'll be able to do it properly. And so, and also an offering is the same thing and generosity. And so, based on what you have, and you'll be able to give and be able to offer, and that is illumination. And don't do something way over your head. That is not illumination.
那相反的时候，你们有时间，你们还是要来，因为呢，因为这边是最好可以模拟的地方。我们每个人都有很多灵跟角到道场来，因为你的背景，你的碰到的人跟你上班的不一样。你上班是你选择的嘛，哈，你为五斗米折腰，你可能会忍气吞声。来这边的话就不一样，因为你都不知道你碰到的那个人跟你的背景跟你的逻辑一不一样啊。还有法师，最重要的法师的逻辑跟你一样不一样，会不会看你的脸色，会不会讲话，这些都是你最好锻炼你的忍的功夫哈，安忍。所以来道场还是欢迎你们来哈，就是也是陪，第一个可以陪福，第二个可以练你们自己的那个心的那个宽容度。
So on the contrary, if you have time, and please come here and to do things and to do volunteer work. And this is the best practice and to polish all our angles. And when you go to work, that's your choice, your decision. You have to make a living. And so whatever the boss and give you a hard time, and so you just take it. And by here, your volunteer, you choose to come here.And you may encounter all different kind of character, all different kind of person, different kind of personality, and also 法师. So everybody may have a different logic and a different way to do things. So, and this place actually is the best place to practice your endurance. And so, and also to cultivate your virtue and merit.
所以呢，刚刚是讲慈悲嘛，哈，现在在讲智慧，智慧也就是出离心，出离心。大家比较容易懂的地方就是莫照里面的莫，就是无所求心，就是人家怎么样做的话，对你的内心啊，对你的内心你不会起烦恼啊，这个就是一般来讲出离心的莫的功夫。
So we just talk about compassion, that is illumination. Now we're going to talk about renunciation. Renunciation is a silent. So it's, the mind is not seeking anything.
那书上特别提到菩提心其实就是出离心啊。因你有菩提心的话，你的出离心自然就会升起。因为你都是为众生嘛，你没有为自己嘛，你都是奉献的，那个他出离心自然就会升起。而且因为你的心态是无我的态度，这个变成很重要，无我的态度，这个就是国行法师每次要跟大家提佛法的时候一定要提到无我，因为无我跟你会有出离心有菩提心都有很大的关系，因为这个是最根本的佛法。
So, body mind is a renunciation mind. Why is that? Because all you do is for sentient beings and for others, and not for yourself. It's selflessness. And so, and the more you practice body mind, the more you practice renunciation, and that will actually enhance your body mind. Because and it's all for others, all for sentient beings, not for yourself.
所以菩提心呢，它不是为己求，不在乎自己的得与失，只是奉献，所以跟出离是相应的啊。
Because body mind is all you do is for other sentient beings and not for yourself. So, pleasure is all for the sentient beings and you're not caring about yourself. It's selflessness. So, and that's why it's in accordance with renunciation.
因为只剩十分钟哈，我们复习一下默照哈。默照刚刚开始的时候，一定要把身心放松，这个是所有禅坐的一个要求。不管你是怎么样的禅坐，是南传的或者印度的，或者你要坐在那边的时候呢，或者你在用功的时候呢，你身心一定要放松。 先从身体的放松开始，心的放松比较难，所以我们先从容易的，所以我们坐在椅子上呢，就把你的脚啊，我们这边是不局限哈，一般的话我们两个膝盖不靠在一起，是差不多一个手的距离这样哈，那背不靠椅背，像现在只要腰不好的话可以，因为要根据你自己身体的状况，腰不好的话靠着背没有关系，因为只有十分钟啊，不会让你吐血哈。那因为坐很久的时候你背靠的话，因为它会把你的气脉堵住，所以我们坐椅子的话呢，就要不要背靠着椅背啊。那手呢随便摆，你要放在膝盖上，你要解法界定印。所谓法界定印，
So we only have 10 minutes left, and so we're going to review silent illumination. Regardless of any meditation method, and the first is relax your body and mind. So, and relaxed mind is harder, and so start from relax your body. So, and you sit in an upright position, and then your leg is 90 degrees to the floor, so your knee is not touching each other, and so your back is not leaning against the chair. So unless you have a back problem, and so because when you lean your back in on the chair, and actually block the circulation. So for your hand, and you make this mudra, and your left hand is on the top, and then your right hand is on the bottom, and so your thumb touch together.
不，这些都不讲了哈，就是你尽量放松，你就从头到脚慢慢的放松，就像是我们用一个比较极端的，今天是天气比较冷哈，你头上摆一个冰激凌，冰激凌慢慢化，就从你的头慢慢慢慢一直往下，一直往下到手到胸到背部，慢慢慢慢慢，越慢越好。那眼睛呢可以闭起来啊，这样比较容易放松，因为时间短所以不急，就是你怎么做怎么舒服啊。放松以后呢，你的心很清楚知道你全身在打坐，你不要把你的心注意在某一点，说啊我的脚在动，我的手的姿势对不对，没有，只要你一觉得哪个地方不自在，你就把它放到你全身，你的重点在你的全身，就是你所有你心是跟你的全身相关的，你不要管至于哪一个部分痒痛麻不舒服都不要管它，那你的重点就是注意你的身体在坐在椅子上在打坐，假如说你还是心定不下来的话，就继续放松，放松从头部、肩膀、手臂、前胸、背部、臀部、大腿、膝盖、小腿、脚掌。
So from the top of your head and to your leg, and just gradually relax from the top to bottom. You can imagine there's ice cream on top of your head, and it's melting from top of your head and gradually go down to your whole body. So your mind clearly aware your whole body is sitting.So you not pay attention on any particulars. It's all focused on your whole entire body as totality. So if you have any sensation, pain, itchiness, numb, just not pay attention on those particulars and just focus on your whole body is sitting. So if you still cannot relax, you can start from the beginning again. Start from your head, your shoulder, your upper arm, your hand, your chest, your back, your thighs, your legs, all the way down to your feet.
那假如说放松太简单做不好没有关系，你就改为随习，就是把你的心知道你的呼吸出，就是呼吸吐出来跟从鼻孔吸进去都是从鼻子出鼻子进，你就不要管那个呼吸到了你的气管到你的胸部到腹部，不管它，你的所有的心就是知道呼吸的进来跟呼吸的出去，这样的话心安定以后呢，再开始注意我的身体，我全身在打坐。
So maybe the relaxation method is too simple. So you can follow your breath and clearly aware the breath in and out your nostril. And do not need to pay attention where this inhalation goes down to your body or lung. So do not pay attention on that and just follow your breath in and out, in and out. After you more settle and relax, then focus on your entire body to sit as totality.
因为时间的关系啊，你们慢慢把眼睛睁开。有没有人打瞌睡啊？没有哈，时间太短啊，大概七分钟，就是这样的练习哈。那师父的有一本书，圣严法师教默照。那我们这边呢有教初级打坐班，还有禅一，那禅二、禅三都有可以来参加啊。那3月31号讲菩提心，因为今天本来以为菩提心会讲完，那我想给他讲一个整体啊比较好，不要切断，所以下次从菩提心开始讲，再讲精进三昧，再讲后面的修习万事放舍诸想。好。
So because time constraint, we only have few minutes. I was wondering anybody falling to sleep. We have a beginner meditation class, and also we have a one-day meditation, three-day meditation, and you can check on the schedule. And so March 31st, it will be the second lecture. We're going to talk about a Bodhi Mind. I thought I can finish Bodhi Mind today, but we're going to speak on March 31st and the Bodhi Mind.